Most people don't live with intention. In fact, if you've ever read or listened to The Power of Intention, or read or listened to Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, Power of Intention is written by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Outwitting the Devil is written by Napoleon Hill. You'll realize that 98% of the people are drifters. 98% of the people don't live with intention. Intention has five levels of: are you clear in paying attention to what you do, what you say, what you think, what you believe, and what you feel? Do you actually even consider what you do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where you want to be or better in your divine direction? Or are you just drifting, looking what's missing, what you don't have? Casting spells with what you say. Casting spells. Why do you think they call it spelling? You're casting spells with what you say, which leads to what you do, which leads to what you think, which leads to what you believe, and ultimately what you feel. You're living in default. Most people don't live with intention. They drift through life and wonder why they never get to where they want to be or better. They react to what's in front of them, what's missing, what they don't have, what shows up on social media. They say yes to what shows up and hope things will work out over time, even as an optimist. But if we want to build a life we're proud of, personally and professionally, we have to be more intentional about what we do, the spells that we cast by what we say, what we think, what we believe, and what we feel. And we can build a life we're proud of. We have to be more intentional about these things to prioritize them according to the circumstances of the day, or not, by non-negotiable behaviors, to understand where we invest the 24 hours that we're guaranteed every single day of our life, except for the last day of our life. Where are we investing the man-made constructs of time and money, and how much of the infinite are we interfering with, of the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, energy that exists, more than enough of it for everyone? This is a life with intention, and it isn't about doing more. It's about interfering less. It's about doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing what matters most, and prioritizing as an antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastinating. Today, we're going to break down these six lessons that help us simplify our attention, our focus, our alignment, our actions, and build a life that reflects who we truly, truly want to become. And if you want the exercises and guides from today, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson that we're going to discuss today is that simplicity creates clarity. But remember, the simple things to do are simple not to do. When our lives or businesses become too complex, we create too much interference, which creates resistance. And what resists persists. Simplicity allows us to move faster, communicate better, and scale more effectively. We must simplify it as a confirmation that we truly understand it. You see, if it's not simple, then there's still interference and there's still incongruency and confusion and complexity in our own articulation of where we want to be or what we want to become. When we try to explain what we do and it takes too much time and is too convoluted, that confusion doesn't just affect others, it affects ourselves and the reflection to others as ourself and ourselves. In order to simply create clarity, which creates harmony, which creates ease, which creates greater access to the infinite intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that we are a part of, giving us more energy. If you cannot explain something simply, if you cannot do, say, think, feel, and believe it simply, you can't scale it. You don't understand it to a level to articulate it. Articulating a value to exceed what we're asking for is essential in our scalability and our success. So many people live their lives in complexity with simple matters. You see, every struggle, setback, and failure that exists already has a simple solution in it. It's just that lapse of time between you, the problem, and the resolution that already exists. That's why they call it a resolution. And until you can simplify from A to B, by utilizing help, by knowing your who can help you and who you can help, but understanding beyond that help that going from A to B can be sped up by the help of a mentor who already has gone from A to B, a teacher who can teach you the steps from A to B, a coach that can bring the best out of you to get from A to B. But don't forget, in the simplicity and clarity that's created from that simplicity, going from A to B is a private lesson between you and God. The coach, the teacher, and the mentor are just there to assist you. If you can't articulate what you do in one sentence, then keep on working at articulating it and understanding it until you can. Because it is that simplicity that will create the clarity, the balance, the focus, and the harmony, and the ease that you need to maximize the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that exists. If you can't get it down to 1 second, try to cut it to 50% of the words that you're casting the spell upon, the spelling, the spell of what you want. Get rid of the resentment, the guilt, the separation, the incongruency. Utilize the AAA strategy to get alignment. Take action with what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, and prepare for that adjustment. Keep on cutting down the amount of words that it takes and create a simple mission statement. When I created our mission statement, which is make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, one that resonates with millions of people across the world. I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money for the sake of helping others and has a lot of fun doing it that isn't happy. That's my mission, is to empower 1,000 people, to empower another 1,000 people, to empower another 1,000 people to be happy by making a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. You see how simple that is, but it resonates with millions of people. And the math makes sense, because if I can empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 to empower 1,000, 1,000 times 1,000, a million times 1,000, a billion, now I don't look like a psycho, a crazy person when I tell people that I'm going to change the world by empowering over a billion people, because I know that I can teach 1,000 people in my lifetime to make a lot of money for the sake of helping people and having fun. Do you see how simplicity creates clarity? Clarity creates balance and focus and harmony and ease to what should be or could be or would be a complete, nutty, outrageous, complex thing to change the world as an individual. But as I work through my mission statement of making a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, it started with 3 full paragraphs. I want to coalesce the vapors of human existence to create a viable and logical conclusion. What does that mean? I want to create abundance. What does that mean? Oh, I want to make a lot of money. I want to utilize relationship capital to leverage into multiple opportunities of experiential business development and even post-production content in order to facilitate, to make easy. But what does that mean? Oh, I want to help a lot of people. I want to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential and empower other people to do. Well, what does that mean? I want to have a lot of fun. It sounds simple and it creates clarity, balance, focus, and harmony and ease in what I do, but it was something that I had to work through again and again and again, kept reading and cutting and cutting and cutting until I could come up with one sentence to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We can use that as a true articulation of value, a true value proposition to move forward. Knowing that value is derived by giving people more of what they like, more of what's working, more of what they know, or taking away what they don't like, what's not working, what they don't know. Simply put, we need to create simplicity to create clarity, balance, focus, and harmony. Lesson number one, if you would like the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, In order to facilitate, to make easy the methodology of making things simple, reminding ourselves the simple things to do or simple not to do, which is why we double down on the simple things to do, like sleeping, like gratitude, like forgiveness, like accountability, because the simple simplicity will create that ease of the infinite. Email me if you'd like that exercise, David@dmeltzer.com, David@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, think long term, but act daily. Think in the long trajectory of divine direction, but act daily. Have daily practices and non-negotiable practices to facilitate, to make easy the usage of the man-made guarantee of time. The 24 hours you're guaranteed every day of your life, except for the last day you'll be cheated. Short-term thinking leads to emotional decisions and interference. Long-term thinking creates alignment, patience, and, of course, sustainable growth. We use the five daily practices to act daily, to think long-term. The five daily practices are to start with, what is it I want today beyond my non-negotiable behavior? So 12 hours of my day is non-negotiable. The majority of it is sleep. I give a minimum of 8 hours a day of sleep, no matter what the circumstances are. I give a minimum of an hour on my health, no matter what the circumstances are. I give a minimum of an hour to my family, no matter what the circumstances are. I give a minimum of 10 minutes to my faith, no matter what the circumstances are. I get a minimum of an hour on my finance, no matter what the circumstances are. I give a minimum of 10 minutes a day on the study of time, for productivity, no matter what the circumstances are. I give a minimum of 10 minutes a day to align the meaning of the past with my future. In other words, I study relativity. I study meaning every single day. I spend a minimum of 12 hours a day, every single day, 7 days a week, non-negotiable, no matter what the circumstances are. And if I have to make an exception, I never double down on the exception. I make it a double priority to make sure that if I miss my sleep, it's a double priority the next day. If I miss my family, it's a double priority. If I miss my finances, it's a double priority. I never double down on a missed non-negotiable behavior. Which then leaves the other 12 hours for the circumstantial usage of the five daily practices, which I will send to you, David@dmeltzer.com. What are the five daily practices? One, know your what. Beyond my non-negotiables of sleep, family, health, finance, faith, the study of time and relativity, beyond that, what is it I want today in the divine direction of where I think, I'll repeat, where I think, I'll repeat, where I think I want to be or better today, according to the circumstances of the day, and how am I aligning the failures, the setbacks, the defining moments, the historical relevances of the past with where I want to be or better, my divine direction, knowing that if I don't align the meaning, if I don't study relativity, if I don't align the meaning of the past with where I want to be or better, I'm going to interfere with my imagination and I'm going to interfere with my self-image. I'm going to align with that divine direction by what I want or better. Two, know your who you can help and who can help you. Simply the fastest way to get to where you want to be is finding the mentors of that are already there, the teachers that can teach you the steps from A to B, and the coaches that can bring the best out of you to get from A to B. But knowing that A to B is still a private lesson, but you need to find people that sit in that situation and or that you can help get to where they want to be. Three, know how. Know how. By utilizing the 24 hours with non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, planned and unplanned behavior, understanding your sleep for recovery and access of information to give you greater awareness of how to access the infinite energy, intuition, intelligence to utilize each and every day and transcend that into your day so you know when you are interfering with where you want to be or better or interfering with that which already exists, which is the resolutions, the resolutions every single day. The fourth daily practice is know your now. Know your now, know your next. Do it now, do it next. If 100% of the things you do now get done, 100% of the things you do next get done. That increases your efficiency, your effectiveness, and your statistical success. And then finally, Apply your why. Stop searching for the resolutions. They already are there. Figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. Apply your why. When you're interfering with where you want to be or better, with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried, resentful, whatever it is, just stop. Don't go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. Just stop. Breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Drop. Remind yourself with the infinite. Recollect yourself with the infinite. Remember yourself with the infinite or your God. It doesn't matter what you call it. And then roll. Roll into the divine direction of where you want to be or better, not where you don't want to be, what's missing, what you don't have. Stop casting spells on yourself. You got to think long term in the divine direction, but act daily with the five daily practices. We make decisions based on immediate results instead of what serves us over the long divine direction. We make decisions because there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be today. That evidence that's not there or contrary to where you want to be is still protecting you, promoting you, loving and perfecting you. You just don't know how yet. It's just a lapse of time until you find out. When we think in decades or divine directions and utilize our five daily practices, we become more intentional and less reactive. We are in the flow, at ease, allowing the infinite intelligence, intuition, and inspiration to come through us for others. Ask yourself, what decisions am I making that are aligned with where I want to be or better, and which ones are interfering with it? Align the five daily practices every single day with your divine direction for the long term. Utilize enjoying the five daily practices in a consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. If you would like the five daily practices, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to send you the five daily practices. Lesson number three. This attention, this focus, also creates freedom. You see, true freedom to me is being able to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want. And there is a timing and risk tolerance analysis in order to get there, determinative upon what's important to you, not what's important to other people, not what TikTok is showing you, but what you want in your divine direction. It has nothing to do with somebody else's timing and risk tolerance. It's yours. And so we want to pay attention and give intention to what we want to give us freedom. Every yes we give is a commitment to the alignment of the timing and risk tolerance, time, energy, and motion. Without the attention and intention, we dilute our potential. You see, people say, I'm pursuing progress, not perfection. I'm like, don't pursue progress. Utilize behaviors that are aligned with where you want to be or better to pursue your potential, your best self, which will create the progress to that potential. We say yes to opportunities that are not aligned with where we want to be or better. They're interfering with them, so we start to feel overwhelmed, distracted, off-track, accelerating in the wrong direction, and we procrastinate. We don't get to where we want to be or better. We don't get paid for what we say yes to. We get paid for what we protect. There's so many people that are so disciplined. They're so disciplined working, they forget to make money. They're so disciplined working for their family, they forget to spend time with their family. They're so disciplined working for their health, they forget to be healthy. It's what we protect, not what we say yes to. Know your non-negotiable. List them out. Assign time to your non-negotiables. Eliminate or delegate that which is breaking even or losing for you. Figure out how to eliminate or delegate the things that you're losing on, losing money on, losing time on, losing relationships on. Give those away. try to improve those things that are breaking even in time, emotion, and value, and utilize that. Prioritize alignment over the quantified opportunities that you have. Aligning with your values, the five daily practices, and of course, your execution of them. If you would like the values, daily practices, and execution template and exercise, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, to practice how to create freedom through intention and attention. Lesson number four. Our environment shapes our divine direction. Our environment shapes our trajectory. The people and the environments we surround ourselves with will accelerate or interfere with our growth. We must categorize what we surround ourselves with as aligned with our divine direction or interfering with it. The people, the places, the things, the events, the ideas, the feelings, the beliefs, are they interfering or are they aligned? And if they're interfering, we got to stop, drop, and roll. Anytime our mind, body, and soul is on fire, when you're on fire, you got to stop, drop, and roll. You got to remind, recollect, and remember the infinite and figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. We spend time with the people, places, things, situations, events, circumstances who are limiting our thinking, limiting our self-image. And you will never overachieve your own self-image, so stop limiting it with the people, places, things, events, situations, and circumstances that you don't want. Because over time, our standards begin to lower without us realizing it. We stay in this place of constriction so long that sooner or later, our comfort zone is small, our learning zone is small, and our anxiety zone is large. We want to create an inverse situation of growing our comfort zone, growing our learning zone, and shrinking our anxiety zone. Our environment of what we do say, think, feel, and believe in the situations, events, circumstances, the people that we are surrounding ourselves with is either accelerating or interfering with our potential. And you need to elevate your awareness to such so that you can utilize the stop, drop, and roll in order to effectuate that. You need to surround yourself with the right people, places, things, events, circumstances, and situations that are accelerating us through dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the interference instead of adding more interference to it. We need to take inventory of our values, of our practices, and execution model. We have to practice the stop, drop, and roll. We need to identify people by our relativity, by our association, and by how they feed us through the feeding and bleeding of our relationships, of the people, places, things, circumstances, events, or situations that we put ourselves in. When we are cognizant of taking inventory of what we're surrounding ourselves with and aligning the relativity of it, the association of it, and the feeding and bleeding that feeds us of it, we then are maximizing and able and capable of prioritizing the acceleration of our divine direction of where we want to be or better, and also dissipating, dissolving the interference and the limitation on our self-image, which all increase our potential and our progress towards that potential. Upgrade consistently by enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of that potential. If you want to learn more about stopping, dropping, and more about taking inventory, there's an exercise of how do I learn to take inventory of the relativity, association, and feeding and bleeding. Get my feeding and bleeding exercise so you can start doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing, and surrounding yourself with the right circumstances, events, situations. Also, you can buy my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, which is ditching toxicity from your life, surrounding yourself by positive influences. And if anybody buys the audiobook, the regular book, and just lets me know, you don't got to prove it to me, I'll send all my other books to you for free. I'll pay for shipping, pay for the books, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number five. Vision requires execution. So many people get busy working and forget to make money because they don't execute. So many people are in business and 80% or more of their business is losing them money. What do I mean by that? 80% of their business either breaks even or is actually losing them money. There's a simple fix to that. By having a vision that requires execution, you now will qualify those people and focus in on the people you're breaking even with to increase it to profitability, and you will dump the people you're losing money on. And you'll give them to your competitors. So now you get a double positive because not only do you lose the loss, but you give the loss to your competitors. Having a vision is never enough. Without communication and execution, vision remains an idea instead of becoming a reality. You know how many people don't execute, don't monetize? They're so busy working, they forget to make money, spend time with their family, and be healthy because they're so busy. They think that activity is what gets you to where you want to be or better. No, it is intention of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with the divine direction. Dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the interference between you and the infinite. That's what does it. We have a clear vision in our mind, but we fail to communicate it effectively or follow through with the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. Don't get so busy you forget to do what you want to do and execute on it. It's called information because it becomes materialized. It becomes monetized. It's not to say you can't do the work. You've got to do the work, but it has to be aligned with your divine direction. And you have to shorten the distance of resistance of all the activities that interfere with it, of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. In order to do so, you got to be a student of your calendar. You got to study your calendar. You got to pay attention to and intention to the non-negotiable, the negotiable, the planned, the unplanned, the paid for, the unpaid for, the non-time and scheduled time. You got to be a student of your calendar because what you pay attention to in studying and what you give intention to by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing in alignment with where you want to be or better equals the coincidences, the coinciding of where you want to be or better and where you are. It's a mathematical equation of luck. People ask me all the time, David, and I'll give you the exercise and guide for student in the calendar, how to be productive, accessible, and gracious. Go see the WOM podcast that I have, Well-Oiled Machine Podcast, where I take a day and I show you how to be a student in the calendar, what that actually means. People ask me, what's the difference? I don't understand what a student in the calendar is. I go, do you study a passage? Have you ever studied for a test? Is that the same attention and intention you give to your calendar? To your time? That's studying the calendar. That's what the Well-Oiled Machine podcast is about. That's what literally creates the efficiency, the effectiveness, and statistical success. If you would like the exercises and guides on being a student of your calendar, to have vision without execution is an illusion, is a hallucination. Make sure that you can clarify that vision through studying your calendar in what? Simple terms. You need to communicate it in person, on the phone, via email, and social media every single day effectively to others. And you need to commit to the attention and intention to study your calendar for a minimum of 10 minutes every single day to bring it to life, to see it, say it, do it, to coincide it with what you desire, to create the coincidences you want. Because vision requires execution and it requires you studying your calendar. If you would like the exercises, guides on being a student of your calendar, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Between the 5 daily practices and the studying the calendar, the student of the calendar, it will double your productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. It will double what you're doing today. Two of the most powerful exercises I have are those two exercises included in today's training of building a life with intention. Our final lesson is energy and courage are what derive the results. Our energy determines how we show up, and our courage determines whether we follow through, especially when it's uncomfortable or misunderstood. especially when the evidence today is not existing to where we want to be or better, or most of the time it's contrary to where you want to be or better. When I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt, I had to tell my mom that I went bankrupt and I lost everything, but I had to tell her I lost her house. She had to move. The only reason I wanted to be rich from the time I was five was to buy my mom a house and a car. There was no evidence at that time that I ever would be where I am today. In fact, the evidence was contrary to where I wanted to be or better. But it wasn't until I told my mom that God was punishing me and she laughed at me and said, God does not punish. He is protecting you, promoting you, loving and perfecting you, but you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out for yourself and stop believing in the wrong God. I want you to do the same thing when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, because it takes energy and courage to drive those results in the divine direction of where you want to be, to enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love, to enjoy the days where there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary, and to have the courage to work through the daily practices. It's not just wisdom that reduces the distance of resistance or the lapse of time between the problems and the solutions. It's faith. It's faith in something bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, a God, your God, that protects you, promotes you, loves you, and perfects you, that will shorten the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith to provide you the infinite amount of energy and courage that you need to create the results that you desire, or even better. We hesitate so many times, we quit so many times to act on an idea because of the fear of judgment, of what other people will think. Even though we align, we have a calling and a purpose. God will not give you an invitation without already knowing your limitations, so don't let your limitations stop you from God's calling. We don't attract what we want. We attract who we are and what we want to become. We don't attract what we want. We attract who we are and what we want to become. Shorten the distance of resistance. Spend less time. Measure how much time am I spending resisting with the infinite amount of energy and courage that I have. Identify and categorize that which is in alignment with the divine direction and that which interferes with it. Take intention, bold actions. What you do say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where you want to be or better, even if the risks are misunderstood. Understand how to do this. Understand the importance of the energy and courage that drives results. If you would like the exercise of utilizing the infinite energy of protection, promotion, love, and perfection, if you'd like that exercise of how we can change the meaning of the evidence that exists today that is not existing today or contrary to where I want to be, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Building a life of intention. Utilizing the mathematic equation of luck, paying attention to and giving intention to the coincidences that we want the coinciding of our lives. Don't live your life by default. Don't be a drifter. Live your life with intention. Do say, think, feel, and believe every single day, and utilize the man-made construct of time to do so. Simplicity will create the clarity for you. The five daily practices will allow you to act daily in your divine direction for the long-term intentionality in your life and success, fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability. Utilize attention and intention to create the freedom to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want. Understand and ditch the toxicity from your life. Surround yourself with the positive influences that shape your trajectory. Utilize vision That requires the execution. Don't get so busy working you forget to make money. And finally, remember, remind, and recollect that energy and courage is what drives your results, your coincidences. This is how you build a life with intention. When we step back and look at these lessons, these six lessons, which I will give you, david@dmeltzer.com, we will realize something important. A life with intention isn't built in one big decision. It's built in small, consistent, persistent choices we make every day, and we need to be able to enjoy those. To enjoy what we don't like or love about what we love. To enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. Because a life with intention is not built on one big decision. It's built on small, consistent choices made every day. What we focus in on, what we do say, think, feel, and believe, what we say no to, who we surround ourselves with, the ideas, circumstances, people, places, things, situations, circumstances, how we show up with our energy, shortening the distance, resistance with wisdom and faith. When we align those things, everything begins to change. We stopped responding to the reaction of fear, and we start creating a life we desire with intention. We stop chasing and stop interfering and start accessing what already exists. So instead of living by default, we start living by design. Design the life you desire. Build a life with the definiteness of purpose. Pay attention to and give intention to what you desire, and the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe will come. If you would like the exercises, guides, and books mentioned today, I am one email away. david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. david@dmeltzer.com. Please allow me to be your beloved servant. This has been Friday Training. We've been doing it for over 28 years, starting on October 11th, 28 years ago. I'm blessed to be a part of this community. Come and see us, get the replays, join us, please. david@dmeltzer.com. Appreciate everybody. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.